Baseball.
Tea. Making tea. Tanoban. So it's your basement and Aleph. It's like two-thirds of the way down the page. Tanoban and Im. The end of a line is M. Im Yatso Yotze Harotzeach. So it says if the halacha is, if the rotzeach, if the guy goes to Galus, kills Bishoy, he goes to Galus. So if he leaves Galus, okay, so then he's subject to being killed. Okay? According to most. Okay, if he leaves Galus, he's subject to being killed. So it says, Im Yatza Yatza, if he goes out, like double Hashem. Ein li el b'mezid, I know, only if he leaves b'mezid. B'shogeg minayin. How do I know if he leaves b'shogeg? Talmud lomar, im yotze yotze, b'kal makom. So the double lashon, he leaves, if he leaves, teaches you, no matter what, whether it's b'mezid, whether it's b'shogeg, either way, he could be killed. So the saying is, im yotze yotze, if he leaves, teaches you, whether he leaves Mezid or if he leaves Bishogeg, either way, he's subject to being killed. Okay?
You're just reviewing the facts from yesterday?
No, this is today.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's saying is, Yotza Yotza teaches you that if he leaves, whether it's Mezid or whether it's Shogeg, he's subject to being killed. Okay? So it says, V'hatanya, but there's another brisa which says, V'mezid ne'erag Bishogeg ola. If he leaves Mezid, he's killed. If he leaves Bishogeg, he goes back to Galus. So which one is it? So it says, Lo kasha. Ha kiman damar amrina debretar kashmini adam. Ha kiman damar lo amrina debretar kashmini adam. So it depends. There's a machlokas. Whether you say debretar kashmini adam, it means people speak by saying yatsa yatsa, double asham. Okay, good. So people speak Lashon Bnei Adam is to use double Lashon. Im Yatza Yatza. So do you say therefore, since that's just common speech, to speak like to emphasis for emphasis or whatever, it's double Lashon, do you say that you have no right to be Medayik that second Yatza to teach you anything? It's not extra, because that's the way people talk. Or do you say no? The Torah doesn't talk in that type of a way. And if the Torah does talk that way, it must be there's something to learn out from it. Okay? So it boils down to that. If you say the Torah speaks in Lashon Bnei Adam, so then there's nothing to learn. So then you'll say it's only Mezid. There's no limud to teach me if he leaves B'shogeg. But if you say, no, the Torah doesn't generally speak that way, so then here it writes double Lashon, must be to teach you something, what's it to teach you? Im Yatza Yatza, if he leaves in any, under any circumstances. As long as he leaves. Bottom line is, if he leaves, then he serves as being killed. Okay? Just a machlokas. Whether you have an extra bomb one is whether you have an extra word to be medayik or you don't have an extra word. Okay?
Is that like a more general machlokas? Like if the,
yeah.
The Torah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a kind of a problem. Yeah, it comes up in other places in Shas. There's a question like that. It's how are you medayik the Lashon of the Torah? But saying based upon that general machlokas, it's going to impact this question. It's going to impact this question. So now the Gemara says like this. It says, Amar Abaye, this is interesting. Abaye says, Mistabra kimanda amar debra Torah Lashon Bnei Adam. Okay, it's Mistabra that you learn like the one debra Lashon Bnei Adam, in which case, there's nothing to be medayik here, and therefore it's only by Mezid. So why is it mistaber that it's only by Mezid that you can be killed? Shelo yehe sofo chomor mitchilasa. So, because otherwise you're going to have a funny thing, which is that the end is going to be more chomor than the beginning. What's the end? What's the beginning? So the end, Rashi says, sofo mitchilasa, sofo tseiso chutzlotcho mitchilasa ratzicha. Because the end means his first crime is that he killed. His second crime is that he left the tchom. Right? So what's the worst crime? The killing or leaving? So you'd have to say killing.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So it says like this, what's his punishment? If he kills, he's killed. He's killed. If he kills Bishogeg, he goes to Galus.
Yeah.
Sofa b'mezid ne'erag b'shogeg gola. So to the end, right? So to the end. If he leaves Ari Miklat b'mezid, fine. Then he'll go to, he'll be killed. But b'shogeg, he's going to get golos. He says, otherwise, if you're going to tell me that he's even killed if he leaves b'shogeg, right? He's even killed if he leaves b'shogeg, you end up with somewhat of a crazy result. Is when he kills b'shogeg, he goes to golos. When he leaves b'shogeg, then he gets killed. Right? So because of that crazy result, he says, it must be, it's mistaber to say, that no, that you're not killed. If you leave b'shogeg, you're not killed. You're only killed if you leave b'mezid. But for starters, I think we should try to define the machlokas. I mean, then we'll take up the proof, why it's mistaber like one side. But I think for starters, we should try to understand what's the machlokas. Do you say if he leaves b'shogeg, do you say it's chayav misa or not? Okay, so let me say, so yesterday we introduced an idea that the mitzvah is for him to be a dar in the city, to live in Ari Miklat, right? And you could argue that what protects him is not the border, but it's like he's a dar in Ari Miklat, he's a dweller. That's his makom of dwelling, right? That's what protects him. He's a dar, he's a yoshev hayar. Now, you could argue that this nature of dwelling in the city is that you live here forever. You never leave. That's the nature of the dwelling in the city, right? But if I ask you is this, if a guy leaves b'shogeg, does that mean he breaks his status as being a dweller of the city? It feels like accidentally steps across the border.
A dweller?
Yes.
No. What is that? Permanent dweller. Citizen, resident?
Yes. Even if you say, again, a guy's a dweller of the city. That's the message, to be a dweller of the city. And dweller of the city means you got to live here forever. Okay? Permanently, forever, no leaving. That's the nature of what it means to be a dweller in Ari Miklat. Now I say is you leave by accident. You step across the border by accident. Does that break your identity? You could argue that if you leave b'mezid and you say, I have to take a hike, I'll come back. Even if I'll come back. But problem is, you say you broke your dira. The dira is a permanent dira. But if you accidentally leave, you wouldn't say that breaks your dira in the city. It's like you're a dar of the city. You still relate to the city. That's your home. You happen to cross the border by accident. I mean, that doesn't break your status as a dar. Your status as a dar has to be something which you know about, not something which you don't know about. Right? So it would seem like the nature of what breaks your status, if what's protecting you is your identity as a dar of the city, so then it's going to have to be in purpose to break that. But if what's protecting you is the borders, simply the being there, so then I don't care whether you leave b'shogeg or b'mezid, right?
Well, don't we say that?
Right. Well, this is what again. Let me just get. Yeah. Right. Look, yesterday we had. Let me just tie this together to yesterday because this is very similar to what we said yesterday. I just kind of have to pull it together. But yesterday we had a question: is let's say the guy leaves and plans on coming back. Okay. He leaves, assuming it's b'mezid. He leaves, but he says he plans on coming back. Do you say he could be killed? Okay? One side says, that's it, you leave, you're dead. The other side says, no, he leaves, you have to bring him to Bezdin, and Bezdin will determine whether he's coming back or not. They'll tell him to come back, and it's only if he doesn't come back, then he's killed. Okay? So we said, is that if you say you have to bring him to Bezdin, we said that, this is what we said, this idea, is that it protects him as his status as a dweller in the city. And if he leaves and plans to come back, so then he's still a dweller of the city. Because just because I leave my house for vacation doesn't mean I'm not a dweller of the city. That's my home. I'm just taking a little break. So then now Bezin will tell him, hey buddy, you can't do that. So fine, so I'll go back. But as you don't break your status as a dweller of a city just because you leave that city for a day or for a short time, if you plan on coming back. The only way you break it is if you really break it in a permanent way. Otherwise, you still dwell in a city. And that was the Shita Rabbi Eliezer. That what breaks, what gives you the protection is your status as a dweller. And as long as you plan on coming back, you don't lose that status. Okay? That's why we explained earlier.
Even if that's a condition of...
Yes. Even though you know that the rules are you have to stay, so you're breaking the rules. But what protects you is your status as a dweller. And if you have to define my makom of dwelling, I'll say I'll define it by my home, by Ari Miklat. The fact that I'm leaving temporarily doesn't affect that. That was what Rav Eliezer maintained. But the others, the Chacham others, argue and say, no, I don't care if you plan on coming back. Bottom line is, when you leave, you're chayiv. Right? So we said there's two ways to understand that. One way to understand that is because what you're saying, is that no, is that it's true, ordinarily, if you leave your city, if you leave New York for vacation, you don't say you're not a dweller of New York, right? That's normally. But the nature of this dwelling is a dwelling which is a permanent dwelling. So you can't say that idea that you're not, you know, you don't break your din of adar here. Because this is a different type of adira. It's a permanent dwelling, no exceptions. So now you, if you leave that, then you break that. Right? That was one way to learn the machlokas. Do you say you just judge us like every other dira, and you don't break your dira unless it's permanent? Or do you say since this dira is an exclusive dira, therefore it's broken even when you leave it, even if it's temporary? The point is you're breaking your exclusive dira. Right? That's one way to go. The other way to go is no, that the chamim would agree that you're still a dar. As long as it's your city, and I don't care if you're planning on returning, you're still a dar. But that's not what protects you. What protects you is the mechitzos, the wall, the physical location. It's not the status of a dar. Right, that's what yesterday we ended with. We weren't sure. As Rabbi Eliezer is definitely saying, what protects you is your status as a dar, and therefore if you just leave temporarily, you're not a dar. You're still a dar and you're protected. But the question is, with the Rabbanon's argument, are they agreeing that it's based upon being a dar? Agreeing that what's protecting you is your status as being a dar. The only question is that if you leave temporarily, then you lose your status as being a dar. This dir is different. Or do you say the Rabbanon are arguing that the physical location is what protects you, and therefore the moment you leave, you're gone. But I'm saying is that for today, then maybe that's the very machlokas here. Right. Is that if you say that what's really, even though Rabbanon agree what protects you is your din of a dar, it's just that they say even a temporary leaving breaks it, fine, but not shogeg. Shogeg doesn't break your status of a dar. But if you say the Rabbanon are saying is that it's a physical location that protects you, so then I don't care shogeg visa, the Balmon is, you're not in the physical location. Call it what you want, you're not there. I mean, what's the argument? Okay, good. Okay, good. Good, that's a good question. I think that's the next step, okay? But basically, you know, if you say, again, let's just take, so what's the punchline and what's the step in the Gemara? The Gemara is saying, well, the question is, what protects you? Is it the being physically there which protects you? So then the second you leave, I don't care, shogeg mezid, you're gone. What do you say? No. What protects you is that you're a dweller of the city. That you're a dweller of the city. So if you, the way you break that is by intentionally leaving, but if you unintentionally leave, you still dwell in the city, and therefore you're still protected. Right? Okay. So now, the Abaye wants to say, it's a mistaber that you say that if you leave b'shogeg, you're not killed. Right? It's a mistaber to say that if you leave b'shogeg, you're not killed. Why? Because otherwise, you're going to tell me that leaving is worse than the killing itself. By the killing itself, if you did a b'shogeg, you were off the hook. Now, by the leaving, if you did a killing b'shogeg, if you left b'shogeg, you did, you get galus. Now, if you leave, you're going to tell me you chayev misa? How could it be that leaving is worse than the very killing itself? Right, that's what the Gemara argues. But Gil says, hold on a second. You're not being killed for the leaving.
Yeah.
You're being killed because you killed b'shogeg. And the rules are, if you kill b'shogeg, then you're chayev misa unless you're an Ari Miklat. And when you leave Ari Miklat, now your death penalty kicks in. So it's not like you're being killed for leaving. Yeah. You're being killed for the original thing. So what's the problem? Now if you leave b'shogeg, look, you're not protected anymore. The way the argument goes going, it's almost like it's saying you're being punished for leaving. And then saying, how is leaving worse than killing? But it's not you being killed for leaving. What's your crime? Your crime isn't leaving, your crime is killing. And you're protected by Ari Miklat. Now you leave Ari Miklat b'shogeg, now you're not in Ari Miklat anymore, so you're not protected. So what's Abaye's whole argument? It doesn't seem like a solid argument. It sounds like a superficial. If you really get into it, you say, what are you being killed for? You're being killed not for leaving, but for not being in Ari Miklat.
Oh, here, I got a good
way to... Yeah, right. So what's the answer? I mean, it sounds like Abaye's missing the boat. It's like hard to believe that you're being killed for leaving. You're being killed for killing. Right? It's just that you have protection when you're there. So now you're not there. So now you don't have the protection. So yeah, the leaving is just an accidental. Whether you left b'shogeg or mezid. The point is you're not there. You're not protected. So why is Abaye arguing? How could it be that that's worse than the very killing itself? why is this is the thing. Abaye is saying is it can't be if you leave Bishogeg, you're going to be killed. Why? Because how could it be that that's worse than killing? But the question is no, you're not being killed for leaving. You're being killed for being a murderer who's not in our mikla, and you are not in there. But that Abaye, for some reason, is rejecting that as being crazy. Yeah, okay, good. Okay, yeah. Let me put together what Shlomo and Gil are saying. Okay, I think he started a good approach here, and Gil's going a little further. But he's not, look, halachically, and this is the one part I want to add. Halachically, Abaye knows. You could say it. You could say halachically what protects you is that you're an Ari Mekla. And if you're not an Ari Mekla, that's it. You're dead. What he's saying is, it's mistabra. This is Lashon. It's mistabra that it's not that way. Because what's the whole idea of Ari Miklat, as you see, is that Torah really says a guy who kills B'shogeg should be subject to being killed. He doesn't belong in our world. He killed B'shogeg. But the Torah goes out of its way to set up a whole process of Golas to help him out. Torah doesn't want him killed. He could be killed. The Goldon could get him. That's it. You kill B'shogeg, get dead. Goldon can kill you. No problems. But the Torah specifically sets up Golas to give a guy a mechaper, to help him, to give him a segrachim. The Torah sets up, gives a person a whole system to be able to rectify his chayit and to have a kapara. That's the whole idea. Why? Because he only did a b'shogeg. It's true he's a killer, but it was b'shogeg. He's b'shogeg, give him a chance. The Torah is extending the whole system of, even though he killed, but it's b'shogeg, the Torah is extending him an opportunity to get to basically be safe. Now you're gonna say a guy, B'shogeg leaves, and now you're gonna say that's it, dead. Let's kill him on the spot. He says that's not. It's not in line with the whole idea of what the Torah is trying to accomplish. The Torah is trying to set up a system of protecting the guy, of offering an opportunity to a guy B'shogeg, so he doesn't just get you know because of B'shogeg. He gives him a chance. Now you're going to say that a guy is going to be a shogig in his maintenance of this onesh of galus, and now he's just going to get killed. Blindsided, he's going to get killed. It's saying is the whole, given that there are two ways to formulate it. He's not saying halachically. Halachically you could say it. But given that there are two svaras, the Torah could have formulated that it's a din that simply you're protected by being physically there, and then the second you step out, dead. Or the Torah could have formulated that it's contingent on your dira, and then if you leave B'shogeg, then you're going to be protected. You'll still be there because you're not, you're still a dar. So he's saying it's against the whole, it's mistabra. He's not saying it's impossible. But he's saying it's mistabra that the Torah is going to formulate it to say that it's contingent on his dira, and therefore if he leaves B'shogeg, he's not going to be dead in a second. Because otherwise it's going to turn out a funny thing, is that when it comes to a guy killing B'shogeg, which is a terrible crime, killing is B'shogeg, the Torah offers him an opportunity to try to save him. And then you're going to tell me when it comes to his maintenance of staying in Galus, he leaves B'shogeg, and now the Torah is going to just turn on him and just say, go get him. He says it's just not in line with what the Torah is setting up in the system of Galus. So why would you formulate it that way? It's mistabra that that's the better way the Torah would formulate. It's an argument from like the justice and from what the Torah is trying to accomplish here. It's not like a technical halachic argument. Technically, there's two svaras. But within the svara, why go with that svara? The svara is against the whole objective of what the Torah is setting up. You could say, look, halachically, this is the way we have to do it. And then, but Abaye is saying it's mistabra. Given that there are two different possibilities, it's like you're undermining the whole objective of the thing, which is to give a guy a chance for because he was only shogeg. Now you're going to say he leaves b'shogeg and he's dead? He's just not, it's not in line with what the Torah is trying to bring about, trying to accomplish. Well, Abaye is trying to do is he's trying to slide with one of the positions. In other words, you have a machlokas here, and he's saying is I don't really understand that. I don't hear that the slide is saying. Why should the Torah set it up in a way that it's like your klita is contingent upon your physically being in the border, and the second you leave, it's like a cruel, too technical system. It's like you're setting it up in a way that the second he goes across the border, there comes the knife. You know like that. He's like, well, what's the point? Why would the Torah do that? The Torah's trying to give a guy an opportunity for kapara. That's what Kapara is, that he goes and he lives in Ein Mikla and he dwells there. Now the second he slips up by accident, he steps across the border, he's dead. I understand you tell me Bemezid, he leaves. So look, Mezid, now he's he's right, he's going to his Bemezid, and you see, we punish people for Mezid. Mezid, I understand. If he leaves Bemezid, then already it's okay. But now you're telling me is the guy leaving a shogeg, even when he murdered, when he killed the shogeg, cut him some slack. Now when he steps out of Ari Mikla Bashogi, now that's it. It's like, you're right, if you do halachically set it up that way, Abaye is not arguing halachically it's a problem. Halachically, if the svara is, if the formulation is that what protects him is physically being there, then you can't argue that he's not being killed for leaving. He's just not there and he's not protected. But he's just saying it's a mistabra. That's his lashon. It's a mistabra like that. It means it's more logical to say that it's this way. Misvara, you just say, think about it. It's just not reasonable. Why would the formulation? He's just saying is, it's clear that's the formulation the Torah should go with. Okay, which is interesting. I mean, I think this is an interesting point. Is that oftentimes, like the role of philosophy in halacha, is a definition, a halachic formulation has to be precise and can't involve halacha, can't involve philosophy. It has to be of a strict scientific formulation. But the philosophy is responsible for the choice of a formulation. It was given that the Torah could set things up, there are a lot of different ways how the Torah could set something up. So he's just saying is that here, the Torah, it's just not in line with the Torah's objective in Ein Mikla to formulate it that way. I mean, look, sometimes halachically you don't have a choice because of halachic considerations, but apparently Abaye is saying to him, there's no reason why halachically, it seems like he's saying, to me, halachically it could have been either way. Well, it could have been either way. It's mistaber that you're not going to make the leaving more chamor than the very thing itself, the very crime itself. You know, unless you'd say halachically it's impossible. But why should it? Why there? You see, there's such a thing as the mitzvah of dira and ari miklat. The dira is definitely part of it. So why would you then set it up that the protection is contingent upon not on the dira but on this physical, you know, strict in the border? You just see, he doesn't hear it. You know, he says it's not mistaber that would do that. Good question, good answers. Okay, so what I'd like to do tomorrow is Ferdinand Mar. Okay, Ferdinand Mar is going to talk about basically a small little thing, and then I guess we'll go further. But he wants to know if a father kills the son, Bishoge, could the other sons become a Gol Adam to kill the father? Okay, or if a father kills his child, could the grandchildren become a Gol Adam for the grandfather? That kind of thing. Okay, so it's next Gemara. It's, Tani Chada. It's till the end of the last, 6 lines of the Gemara.